the organ of hearing inside your inner ear is called the cochlea. Looks like a little snail shell, spiral. Everyone kind of remembers it from high school biology. There are tiny little cells in there, and each cell is responsible for detecting certain frequencies. And they can be damaged if the decibel levels are too high for certain frequencies. And the ones that seem the most vulnerable are the high-frequency sensors, cells. And that's the kind of hearing loss we see, and ultimately can lead to something that you really are aware of, where you're having trouble hearing conversations and whatever else. So headphones place the source of the sound much closer to your eardrums and then to your cochlea than ambient music or ambient sound. So you can get hearing damage from gunshots that are fired too close to your ears, or explosions, or from being at a rock concert or a concert where, or in a club where it's just incredibly loud. But it's important to remember that the closer the source of the sound is to your ears, the more sensitive you have to be to how loud you make it. And loudness is a function of the actual decibels being generated by the sound source and how far it is from your ears. People who like to listen to music loud, or if you're in a loud environment where you have to turn it up high enough to sort of overcome the outside noise, like on an airplane, already there's that hum, really loud sort of noise all day, then you're more at risk. So how do you know if what's too loud? There are some not very scientific guidelines you can use, and then there are scientific guidelines. So the scientific guidelines mean decibel levels. Well, your headphones and your iPhones and your other music headphone sources don't come with little volume knobs that say how many decibels you're turning it up to. If it's so loud that you're standing in front of someone who's talking to you and it looks like you have to lip read because you can't hear what they're saying at all, it's probably too loud. Because the only other way you can really tell is by whether you have certain symptoms after you've been listening. If you have high-pitched ringing in your ears when it gets quiet, have you ever been to a loud club or concert and then by the time you go home at night, you lay your head on the pillow quietly and you hear that that's called tinnitus. That's a sign of injury to the cochlea. And it's usually not permanent unless you've had the exposure repeatedly. So if you're constantly going to loud clubs, you may find that you have ultimately, eventually, have the sort of constant ringing in the ears. You may only hear it when things get quiet enough. If you're wondering whether you have any hearing loss, you can have a very simple screening audiogram, it's called. There are much more complex audiology tests that can be done to really identify what frequencies people have difficulty with or have lost. That's done in a soundproof booth and done by an audiologist. But a screening test can be done in almost any primary care doctor's office. It might be worth doing if you're concerned or if you listen to music or loud music and headphones a lot.
Just a question out of curiosity. I know there are headphones like these where it's like kind of all-encompassing, and then there's earphones where you put it in more. Is there a effect on the type of headphone that you use? Or?
All right, so what you're wearing right now are called over-ear. They go completely around your ears. And the ones like the Beats headphones are called on-ear. Because they're just about big enough to sort of sit on top of your ears.
They're just resting.
Right, on top of your ears. The ones you're wearing, the over-ear headphones, are the ones that are generally used in recording studios and the entertainment industry because they do the best job of blocking out external noise. They also have the biggest speakers in them. The drivers or the magnets inside those speakers are a lot bigger than the third the smaller ones, and the third category are what are called earbuds, or the ones that go inside your ear canal. Now, the ones that go inside your ear canal have the smallest speakers in them, but they're also the closest to your eardrum. And so you have to be really careful with the ones that you push into your ear canal, right? But they don't go into the ear canal the way the ones with the little rubber tips do. The ones with the little rubber tips, you kind of screw them into your ear canal, and they really block out the external noise. They're very close to your eardrums, and you have to be careful that you don't push the volume up too high. So the benefit of having a really good pair of in-ear earbuds is that even though closer to the eardrum, that means you can make the loudness less and still hear better. So each type has the potential to be used rightly or wrongly and cause damage or not cause damage. And you should wear what's most comfortable for you and try to adjust it to such a degree that you still have some sensibility about the outside world around you and you're not completely blocked out, be adjacent to a lot of noise. Even something as simple as those little foam earplugs that you can buy at the pharmacy and get a whole bag of them that you throw away after you use them can significantly decrease the decibel level that you're exposed to. I just want to mention one other scenario that's really common in our population that's a real risk for your hearing. I have recollections of being at many, many, many parties when I was in college where the music was so loud that you'd be dancing and having fun, but literally you have to stick your mouth in your friend's ear to talk to them, and they have to do the same. Mm-hmm. They have to lean right into your ear for you to hear them, and they talk, and you feel almost like little pains in your ear from how loud it is. It's because they have to raise their voice so high above the ambient noise for you to hear it that the decibel level actually makes your eardrum kind of spasm a little bit.
Yeah.
And so if that's the environment you're in, if you're in a loud bar, a loud club, a loud party, and you have to lean into somebody's ear for them to hear you, not only is your voice going to get hoarse, but your ears are going to get, you know, damage. You almost certainly have ringing in your ears after an experience like that. So just try to limit that kind of an exposure if possible.